Meseches Zeirin bin Daf Beis. The Mishnah starts Movi shu gavoy lemal mesim amo yumayit. Movi is an area where chatzeres open into. Generally in the Mesechta, the picture that we have over here is that we have a chatzer courtyard area, which houses are in the chatzer, and people from the house have an area in the chatzer in front of their house that they use, and the chatzer is jointly used by everyone. And this chatzer opens up into a larger area. All the chatzeres open up into a mavi, which is a large area which people come from their private chatzer through the Mavi into the Rishus HaRabim. That's the general picture. Now, the Mishnah over here starts, Mavi Shukavoy L'Mal Mesim Amo. If you have a Mavi, which we'll see, it's not actually referring to the Mavi itself. If it's the Mal Mesim Amo, you have to make it shorter. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, this is really where the Mestechta starts from. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Hechshir Mavi, how are you machshir Mavi? Which implies that in order to carry in a Mavi, we have to be machshir, we have to be misakin, we have to fix it up in some way, Chazal required, in order that one could carry in the Mavi. And this Mishnah talks about Mavi. What? How you machshir b'shamay imim melechi v'koyre b'silayim imim oylechi oykoyre. Okay, but before we go into that, we have to go back to our Rashi over here. Rashi gives us a little background over here. We could pick up in the second line in the Rashi. Rashi says as follows: v'koyre zu. We'll see what that means in a minute. This beam that the Mishnah is talking about, which is higher than 20 amos, we'll come back to that. Its purpose is to be matir tiltul in the Mavi. Like we just saw in this Mishnah, Hechshir Mavi, Behil says, Oy lechi yekeirin. We have to erect a lechi yekeirin in order to carry in a Mavi. Rashi says as follows. The midraisa itzar haitzos rishus haram b'shabbos. Midraisa, one of the lamates melochis, is haitzos, one may not carry from a rishuyach into rishus harabim, vice versa, or even in a rishus harabim itself, lochem shmisina, you can't carry down. It's a melochah deraisa. Umahi rishus harabim, what is a rishus harabim? So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, Surat Yo Plati Gedoylo Kedamrin Beperek Itzias Shabbos. Either a large highway, meaning as a place that's used, people travel on, or some kind of square where people come and they gather. Those things are considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisam. Shedoyim ledigmi midbar. They're similar to the golem in the midbar. Klai Yisrael traveled in the midbar. How they were camped. Those srach and platya are similar to that. The chomili de Shabbos v'mishkan gamrinan. All of the specific halachas, the melech Shabbos, we learn from lech samishkan, from the smich sapsukim the Gemara learns. Ve'agol shalavim beroy chavyut v'vamo azli. The way the wagons, when they traveled, there were wagons which carried certain parts of the Mishkan. The way the wagons traveled, it was a width of 16 amos. Tamrin Bazarik. Hilkoch lehavish Rabin Botsim Yudavama Roichav. Therefore, of the conditions of Rosh Hashanah, being that it has to be done to Digne Midbar, so that's where those dimensions come from. 16 amos. Why? 32 feet. sort of. So that's one condition. Umefulish mebeis roshin, and it has to be that it's open on both of its ends. That would be those would be the general conditions of a rishus harabim deraisa. Avol mavui, first of all, kotzerhu ve'eni roch of yudavama. Or mavui, our mavui that we're dealing with over here is not a rishus harabim deraisa. You're not dealing with a havara carrying in rishus harabim deraisa. It's not a deraisa dikim alocha because it's missing the condition. Generally, it's not yudvavamo. Vinami rochavhu, and even if it were to be that wide, enemy foolish. The mova that we're talking about over here is not mefoolish. It's not open on both ends. Ela roish echad pasuach leshesaram, roish echad sosum. We're dealing with a mova in our Mishnah here, Mishnah later on Yud Aleph, is a mova which is open on one side to the Rishus Ram, that's how you get the Rishus Ram, but on the other side it's sosum, it's closed. The Avim are foolish, because if the Movi were to have been open on both ends, lehav mishnah b'kayra, then we wouldn't even have this heter that we're dealing with in our Mishnah. The Gemara later on, the Vav, tells us that. There are other requirements. You need stronger conditions in order to be matter such a thing. Even if it's not a derais, right? Because it's not tezvav am award, but if it's mufush and stogen, then you need other conditions to be matter. So getting back over, if kibin lavish is a rabbim who shorted the tule bay minatayrim, belishum tikkun. So being that, this is definitely not a rishus rabbim derais, so minatayrim, there's no iser, it's mutter to carry over here without any kind of tikkun, you don't have to fix it up in any way. Rabbonun gozer alei mishum d'osir l'chlufa b'rishus rabbim. There's a gzeret rabbonun. Rabbonun m'gozer, being that one could confuse it with that of a rishus rabbim, being that it is an area that's jointly used by many people. So therefore, chazal m'gozer, they were concerned if a person could carry over here, they'll come to carry the rishus rabbim. Therefore, we have to make a tikkun. And they were matter, they gave a head, they said that you could carry there if you're misakin and if you machshir it with a lechi. Lechi refers to the up, straight up beam on either side. Kaira refers to the beam which is going across on top by the opening. Right? Both of these are by the opening of the mavon. Belechi hakeira, delevi hakeira. Rashi says over here, delevi hakeira, which we'll see more later on. We're really getting a little involved in a machlekes in the Gemara. But Rashi over here says that the point of alech and the kaira is hakeira. It should be recognizable. You're making some kind of simen to let us know that this is different than that of Rosh Hashanah. It's mutter to carry over here because of this. Leles lemishu Rosh Hashanah gemura. You're not going to come to be matir tiltal in a real rishus harabim. Now, lechi and kari that Rashi is referring to over here is that we mentioned the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. That's where the Mishnah starts. This is the background that midrais is mutter, chazal were goizer, that we need to make a tikkun to be machshir movi in order that we're not machlef rishus harabim. What are the conditions that it's mutter? That's the Mishnah where he says, Hechshem Mova B'Shamayim Lechi V'Kari. B'Shamayim says, you need both. You need the Lechi and the Kari. Lechi is the up straight, the straight up pole beam, and the Kari is the one that goes across on top. B'Shamayim, B'Shamayim argues, and they say, no, the Takana was Oy Lechi, Oy Kari. Okay, another man, later on. But this is the general halacha. The requirements. That's what Rashi is referring to. Now, our Mishnah starts, Movui shuhu gavoi lamalim esrim amma yimayit. A Movui, which is higher than 20 amas, yimayit, you have to make it less. What's higher than 20 amas? This is what Rashi says right away. Movui shuhu gavoi shenichus akoira lamalim esrim amma. That they place the koira, this beam, higher than 20 amas. we'll speak at right now before we get involved over here as we set things up that it seems to be a little bit out of order. So shouldn't the Mishnah on Dafir Aleph been the first Mishnah? Start the Masechta, Hechshe Mavi, what it is, and then go to the next thing, right? That if you put it too high, what do you have to do? What's too high? What's not? So this question, the Rishonim deal, that's the first Tosfos. If you look over here, Tosfos brings this question. That the Tana should have first told us what Hechshem Avi is, who belech v'koyra, and then afterwards he should say, "V'miniach l'mal mes mama yimait." Right? I mean, the Mishnah just starts, even you know, making an assumption over here that we know that there's such thing as a lechi and a koyra. Shouldn't the first thing should be Hechshem Avi belech v'koyra, which is the Mishnah on the Fialef. The Tirutz, and he answers the Tana nichle lehaschil b'hai lishna, that the Tana has a incentive, a reason why he wants to start with this Lashon, which maybe should have been Mishnah Beis, but he wants to start the Masechta with this Lashon, K'mosh Maschelas Masis in the Sukkah, because that's where Masechta Sukkah starts. Masechta Sukkah starts that way, so that's why we would like to start Masechta Erevin that way. Also, we find that there are these kind of cheshbonis that the Tana makes, and therefore, even though things are out of order, but that's a reason why the Tana wants to start the Masechta like this. Right? Possibly it's easier to remember. There are different reasons, and Farshim explains sometimes why the Tana has a reason why he'll use a specific lashon, he might change things around. Okay, so that's why we're starting with Mishnah Beis. Right? This maybe should have been Mishnah Beis, but that's why we're starting with this Mishnah. And Taisa says, and that's why we have the first sugya of Gemara. The Gemara makes the comparison to Meseches Sukkah. Right? The first piece of Gemara over here is Gemara wants to know that Meseches Sukkah also deals with if making schach too high, but the Mishnah over there doesn't tell you what to do. It doesn't say you might. It says that's possible. And over here it says you might. Why over there? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why by us Tani Takanta over there? It's not Tani Takanta. So Taisa says that the basis of that kasha is really because being that, the whole reason why we're starting with this Mishnah over here is because that should be similar to Maseches Sukkah, that regardless seems to be the intention of the Tana. So then why is it that in passing the halacha, the Tana weighed different ways? Okay. So let's see now. Noch. So talk to Mishnah. Movu shugavoy lamas ma'ama yimait. Rashi explains, when we say movi, the point isn't so much that the movi itself is that hard. The point is that generally the kara is set up on top of the opening of the movi, and therefore if the opening is higher than 20, that'll make that the kara is lamal me'esrim amma. Shniuchas akara lamal me'esrim amma. As Rashi explains over here. And Rashi goes further, like we saw before, that the purpose of this Kari is, like we see on the Mishnah Dafir Aleph, it's coming to be Ma'atim. So the Mishnah says, if the Kari is Lamal Mesrim Amo, you have to make it less. You have to make it less. Rabbi Huda Meni Tzorach, Huda argues, and he says that it's fine, even if it's more than 20 Amos, it's still good. That's the first halacha on the Mishnah. The height of the Kaira Machalik is Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah goes further and says, Varoch of Mesa Amis, if the opening of the Movi is more than 10 Amis wide, you might. You have to make it less. You have to make the opening less than within, it has to be 10 Amis, not more than 10 Amis. Rashi says, let's go back over there. You might yashpil. You have to Rashi touches yashpil means that you have to make the, it would seem to lower the kaira. But the truth of the matter is that that's not the only way to fix things. Really, what you need to do is, right, that the kaira has to be within 20 amas. We'll see exactly. But the number of, from the ground. So either you can make the kaira, bring the kaira down, or you could raise the floor under the Kara. Mar talks about how deep into the chutz, into the mava, you have to make this platform. But that's also an eitzah. V'harocha mes ames zokrashi might, right? If the Pesach, the opening is wider than 10 ames. Zokrashi didel sheroichav stam psochem. What's the number 10? We'll see in the Masechta over here, many times this concept is used that a stam Pesach is till and including 10 ames. More than 10 ames, loy mikri Pesach, it's not called, it's not viewed as an opening. It's too large. We don't look at it as a doorway. Ela pirza. Right? We look at it as a breach. It's a breakage in the wall. That's how you look at it. Right? So it's very important. And we'll see, this comes up a lot of times that we'll learn Hilchus. This is really gets involved in Hilchus Mechitzas over here. Mechitza closes off an area. Now, there could be an ear space in the mechitza, which is not a contradiction to the mechitza, because a mechitza has doorways. A doorway is a function of the mechitza. So even though there's the ear space over there, but we could still view that as an enclosure, part of the mechitza. But that's only as long as we could view it as a Pesach, as a doorway. However, if it, for some reason, loses its conditions to be looked at as a Pesach, then it's a piritza, then it's just a hole, a breach. That's a contradiction to mechitza. Now, what we need over here is Pesach. We need a Pesach, because what we're trying to set up over here is we want to view that it's enclosed. Want to look at that it's closed, and the fact that it's a Pesach, it's a doorway that'll allow us to see that the area is closed. And the fact that there's an ear space over here, it's just a Pesach. So in order to view that as a Pesach, it has to be up to 10 amos. More than that is a pirza. We don't have the Pesach that we need. What do you have to do? The Mishnah says you might. How are you going to make this opening less? So you'll have to knock in rods, lemay roichav knisasa, ulamida al esay al pachas, in order to make it shorter. Right? Rashi's bringing rods, even thin rods, by using lovud. If you put it within three tefachim, you don't have to use too many. Of course, you could use, you know, a plank of wood, definitely could do the job. But even without having a full plank of wood, by putting rods less than three tefachim, that also could close off the area. The Mishnah goes further. Now, the Mishnah seemingly, Rabbi Huda doesn't seem to argue on this, right? That's what it would seem to be. Rabbi Huda is just arguing on the question of how high it has to be. But as far as the width of this Pesach, it seems to be an agreement that it has to be within 10 amos. The Mishnah goes further. Mishtus a Pesach haf bishroch of mes amos ein tzorich lemait. Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach literally means the form of a Pesach. But in context of the Gemara, what a Tzuras HaPesach, it refers to something which has like a door or door frame, which means konami kan, v'kara agabein. Right? That it has two posts which are acting as a mezuzah, let's say two lechis, with a kara which is going above. That's Tzuras HaPesach. And being that that's an intrinsic Tzuras HaPesach, so the width doesn't make a difference over here. Even if it's more than 10 amos, it will retain the same Pesach. If it doesn't have the source of Pesach, then it needs the dimensions. Too big, it becomes a pirza. But with the source of Pesach, it always remains a Pesach, and it will never become a pirza, even though it's larger. But Zakrashi, source of Pesach, lechem mikam, lechem mikam, mikoyra gabeyan. That's what she says. We're going to skip the first piece of Gemara, and we're going to go straight here to the Gemara over here. Omar Rav. I think it's like around 8 lines down. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. See, it's the second word on the line. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. See, that is Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Chachom le lamdu el mepischa shel hechel. You see where the Gemara is over here?
Yeah.
Rav is coming to explain the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanim. And we'll see anymore. There's a different opinions, different shittas. What's the machlokes based on? Rav says as follows. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Chachamim lo yamdu el mipischa shel heichal, Rav Yehuda lo yamdu el mipischa shel ulam. That everyone agrees that what we need over here, we need to view this as a Pesach, and height also has its conditions of what could be considered a Pesach. If the opening is too high, that could be a reason why we can't view this as a Pesach. Now, we need a source that the Torah considers something even this high as a Pesach. So therefore, the Machlekes is based on like this. Chachom elamdu olam pischa shel heichel. The Rabbanon learned, Rabbanon who say that there's a shir of esrim amma, they learned pischa shel heichel, which was 20 amas high. That is the shir Pesach. More than that is not considered a Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda loylamdu olam pischa shel ulam, and Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the pischa shel ulam. The pischa shel ulam was higher, it was 40 amas high. So that's why he holds that it's even higher than 20 amas retains its Shem Pesach, this nan. The Mishnah Midi says as follows, Pesach Shalechel Gavay Esra Mamo, Farach Boy Esra Amas. The Pesach of the Heichel, this refers to the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an entranceway even before the Heichel, that was the Ulam, and its opening was higher and wider, and some 15 amis in, I think, started the Heichel, that was the Pischa Shel Heichel, and its dimensions were shorter. So that's what it says over here. It's not Pischa Shel Heichel, Gavi Yeser Mamo, V'roch Bo Yeser Amis. V'shel Ulam, and the Pesach of the Ulam, Gavi Abo Mamo, V'roch Bo Yeser Amis. The Ulam was 40 amis high. Ushneim, Rav continuing, Mikra Echadosh, both of Yehuda and the Rabbanon, both are based on one pasuk. Now what we're looking for over here is that, what does the Torah consider a Pesach? What size? Do we have a source that something so large, or so high, is still considered a Pesach? So they're coming from this pasuk. The pasuk says as follows, V'shachatu Pesach Oil Moed. The Torah refers to Shechting or Korban Pesach Olam Moed, that the Torah calls the opening of the Olam Moed a Pesach. Now we'll see, the Gemara soon will talk about, even though this pasuk is the Olam Moed, right, and we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, right? But the Gemara is going to explain to us how we have the right to extend this pasuk to the Beis HaMikdash. Now assuming that that's true, so the Gemara quotes as follows. Rabbanon Savik Kedushas Heichel Luchud, Kedushas Ulam Luchud. The Rabbanon hold that the Kedusha of the Heichel and the Ulam are two different levels. And different things which require Avodas Pnim, meaning Avodas Heichel, must be done in the Heichel. If they're done in the Ulam, then it's done in the wrong place. Because the Kedusha of the Ulam, according to Rabbanon, yes, is a lower level. Therefore, the Chiksev Pesach Al Moed, if that's so, so when the pasuk says Pesach Olam Moed, it's referring to the opening of the Heichel and not the Ulam. Therefore, we only have a source that the Shem Pesach is something which is within 20 amas high. Therefore, Rabban hold the Mishnah higher than 20 amas is not considered a Pesach. We don't have the ticket that we need, and therefore you might. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, who holds Heichel Ulam Kedusha Achasi, the Heichel and the Ulam have one level of Kedusha, meaning to say that the Ulam itself has Kedusha's Heichel. So when the Pasuk says Pesach Olam Moed, it's including the Pesach of the Ulam, and it's calling the Pesach of the Ulam a Pesach. It's going on both. Being that it's going on both, so there's a source in the Torah that something which is even higher than 20 amos has a Shem Pesach. That's why, point of Yehuda, when you're coming to set up your Kaira, In the Mavai, even though it's higher than 20 Amos, it's okay. Now, according to this, right, you have a limitation to 40 Amos, and more than that will be good. Let's see the Rashi over here, according to this first explanation in the Gemara. So, Rashi, see towards the bottom over here, it's two lines up from the wider lines in the Rashi.
Oil
Moid. Hu ha Heichel, Shesham Hayonosim is Bechazov, Vahashulch Vamner, Uvakulu Ksiv Oil Moid. And all these Kalim, it says that they have to be placed in the Oil Moid. So the Heichel and Beis HaMikdash, that's where all these Kalim stood. And that, the Heichel and Beis HaMikdash, that was the place which in the Mishkan was referred to as the Oil Moid. Rabbanan Savi Zakrash, Kedushas Ulam, Lavki, Kedushas Heichel. Kedushas Ulam is not on the level of Kedushas Heichel. For Chol Avedis Hamuris Beheichel, and all Avedis which require Heichel, you have a Ovilhu Beulam, Shalafonov, were they to have been done in the Ulam, which comes before the Heichel, Loy Miskashri, it wouldn't be kosher Avedim. Hilkoch Loy Mikri Yoyel Moid, therefore, the ulam is not called oil moed. Therefore, the ashen crow, the likri le pesach, le pesach. Therefore, we don't have any pasuk which refers to its opening as a pesach. That's the first way the Gemara explains what the machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan is, where the issue is, as far as calling a pesach to the ulam. As opposed to the Heichel, that's based on right this one pasuk and is kedushas ulam ki kedushas Heichel. Yiboyisem, it more says another explanation. Yiboyisem, Rabbi not kedushas ulam luchod kedushas Heichel luchod. No, we could say that Rabbi Huda agrees that kedushas ulam is not on the level of kedushas Heichel. And if that pasuk v'shachatu pesach ha'amoyed is not Rabbi Huda's source. That the dimensions of the ulam have a shem pesach. For hocha hanu time Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the following reason for Rabbi Yehuda. L'chsevel pesach ulam abayin. There's another pasuk over here, which Tosis talks about whether there's a pasuk which actually is worded in this way. But there's a source in psukim which referred to el pesach ulam habayis. So according to this, Rabbi Yehuda has a source that the Nevi'im referred to the Ulam as Pesach. Pesach Ulam Abayis. Rabbanon say, no, that's not a source. Why? You have a Ksev El Pesach Ulam Kidukamre. If it just said El Pesach Ulam, then you're right. Then you find the source that the Torah is referring to the opening of the Ulam as a Pesach. Hashtuch El Pesach Ulam Abayis. But now that the way the Pasuk says it, it says El Pesach Ulam Abayis. The explanation of the pasuk is as follows: Habayis hapasuach luulam. Right, it's referring to the bayis, the heichol, which opens into the ulam. So therefore, you don't find in this pasuk that we're referring to the opening of the ulam as a pesach. Right, so that's the machlekes over here: whether this pasuk, which has the word pesach and ulam, is actually a source that the opening of the ulam has a shem pesach or not. It's a couple of Rashi's over here. El Pesach Ulam, Alma Pischa Ikri. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, according to this. And you see that it's called, the opening of the Ulam is called Pesach. And that Rabbanan say, Habayis HaPosuch LeUlam, V'Heichel. Okay, let's see. Now the Gemara asks the question that we mentioned before. That Gemara asks, V'ho Kiksiv Hai. B'mishkan ksiv. Now this refers to the original pasuk, v'shachatu pesach oil moed, which is according to the first teretz of the Gemara, the source of both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And according to the second teretz, akoponim, it's the source of the Rabbanan. So on that Gemara, hokhi ksiv hai b'mishkan ksiv. That pasuk is from the Mishkan. Now, the Mishkan definitely didn't have those dimensions. Right? Right. Like the Gemara says, you need to come on to Heichel. So, what does Oil Moed have to do with with Mikdash. That Gemara says, Ashram Mishkan Dikri Mikdash and Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. Zokta Gemara, you find that the Torah uses each of the two words to refer to the other one. Okay. If we could skip these cheshbonos that the Gemara says over here, in order to save some time. Gemara says, Mahach, v'also limikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. Okay, this is the pasuk that the Mishkan is referred to as Mikdash. This is the second half of the thing. Here, see, for us really is the first part, right? Mikdash dekri Mishkan dechsev nesati Mishkan b'seichechem. Okay, that's the pasuk that Gemara brings. Akoponim, so that's what we have the right to understand when the pasuk says Pesach Hol Moed. It's referring also to the Mikdash, to the Beis Hamikdash, which will be built in the future days, and we're calling that a Pesach. Okay. Let's continue on the Gemara over here. The following question. No, I think we could skip this also. Let's look over here a little further down, like around 10 lines down. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa sheulam gomar. Yeah. Votnan varochav mesa amisimai v'lei pol Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is asking a question like this. According to Rav, the Rav says that Rabbi Yehuda is based on learning from the ulam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were the dimensions of the ulam? The dimension of the ulam was 40 by 20. 40 by 20. So, Frek the Gemara, so the same way that for him more than 20 amas high is okay, he has till 40 because he learns from the Pesach Ha'ulon. So, by the same token, even if it's Rochav Me'eser, should be fine till it's Rochav Esrim. Frek the Gemara, that's more as Kashavotanan, Varochav Me'eser Amisimai, Vlipog Rabbi Yehuda. Like we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda seems only to be arguing on the Lachav Lamal Me'eser Ma'amo. Rochav Me'eser, Rehuda doesn't argue. Fretting more, according to you, Rav, that you understand that Rehuda Sheet is based on learning from Pischa Shel Ulam, so the same way, higher than 20 is good, so wider than 10 also should be good according to the dimensions of the Ulam. Omra Habayim, Polig Bebraisa, Rehuda Tak argues in a Braisa in a Chanami, he does argue. Disanya, Varochav Miram is Yimai, Rehuda Emer Enit Soruch Lamait. The Braisa says, there's a Braisa that Abaye produces over here, that Yehuda does argue. Fracking more of Liflug Masnissen, why doesn't he argue in our Mishnah? It would seem to me that our Mishnah holds that Yehuda does not argue on the Roichav. So it's more a Paul Begoyva Behod in the Rochva. Even the Tan of our Mishnah also agrees with that. That it wasn't necessary for the Tanakh to speak out both machlokes. On the contrary, because being that the base of Yehuda Shita is from Ulam, so once we see that he argues on the height, because he has a different cheshbon in the Pesach, comes from Ulam, so who had been that he'll argue on Rochva? It's not necessary to speak out. The Braisa is what gives us the full, all the pratim of the machlokes. Let's see the Gemara further. Bakati feti Gemara kasha. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shulam gomar. There's still a question. This that Rav says that Yehuda is based on a limit from pischa shel ulam for sanyim and brayis and mavishul govayim mechaf am yimad. The Tanakhama shitim more than 20 yimad. Rabbi Yehuda machshe al mem v'nun amo. This price says, if Yehuda's machshir, even if it's 40 or 50 amas high, v'toni bakapara ad meya, and bakapara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's mea amas high, it's good. Now the Gemara means to ask that, well, if he's learning, if his source is according to Rav Pischa shel Heichel, so then it wouldn't Pischa shel Ulam. So how is it kosher so high?
Right.
So the Gemara is like Bishlam the bakapara guzmu. Fine. Bakapara, his 100, you know, we could say it's a guzmo. We don't have to be, you know, think that he means exactly that shear. It's an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda, my guzmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, mem v'nun, is, according to this, bishlamo, what more it means to ask over here. It's fine. You learn from Pischa Shel Heichel, fine. 40 Amos is true. That's Pischa, I'm sorry, Pischa Shel Ulam was 40 Amos. But what's the Nun? In this Brayis, Yehuda says he's Machshir and Mem V'Nun. 50 Amos high. If his source, according to Rav, that his source is from the Pesach of the Ulam, it wasn't that high, only 40. Zokti mor, Omar Avchizda, ho masnisa it isei l'rav. Avchizda says, this following raisa is what tricked Rav. Rav understood, apparently, Avchizda saying that Rav understood wrongly, but Rav, his shita was based on the following raisa. Desan yom bovishu govoy mechof amo yoyis mepischa shel heichel yemait. What does this braisa imply? The braisa says a movi. This is the Tanakhama shita, the Chachamim shita. Movi shugvoel mechaf ame yoyse mepischa shel heichel yemait. That the braisa over here seems to imply that the Rabbanon shita is that being that it's yoyse mepischa shel heichel, so that's why we don't have any source that such a height has a shem pesach, only the size of pischa shel heichel. Who saw Rav Chizda says that Rav understood midrabbonim in pischa shel heichel gamri, Rav Yehuda in pischa shel ulam gomer. Rav understood that must be the machlokes. The question, just the source. The braisa definitely says over here. Apparently, says over here that the source of the rabbonim is pischa shel heichel. So Rav Yehuda must have learned from the pesach of something which is larger, pischa shel ulam. But it's not so. Rabbi Yehuda mipischoi dimalochin gomar. Rav Chizda says that Rabbi Yehuda shita is not based at all on pischoi shel ulam. That's why there's no limitation of memama. Taka, not based on pischoi shel malochin, that he holds that this, that palaces, pischoi shel malochin, are built with such high entrance ways, that in itself is a basis for us to consider l'alocha that it has a Shem Pesach, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's higher, it's also okay, it has a Shem Pesach. So what we have over here is like this. Rav understood that the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbanan is that we need a source for a size of a Pesach, either Heichel or Ulam. And he understood, Zokrav Chizda, that really comes from this Braisa over here. Even the Braisa only talks about the Bonan Shita, but Rav understood that it follows that that's the issue over here. You need some kind of source where we find the Torah, the Psukim, give it a Shem Pesach. Therefore, Behuda must be based on Ulam. On that, Rav Chizda says that because of the previous braisa that says Amen Barnum, that you see from that braisa that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is not based on Ulam, Pischa Shel Malochim, that's why I could have a larger shear. Okay, let's see. Zog the Gemara. Imi pischa shel heichol gumiri liboid losses keheichol. In fact, the Marak Hashem, this much seems to be agreed upon. That's l'chayda. The Braisa says like this. If we're learning from Pischa Shel Heichol, and what we find by the Pischa Shel Heichol, those are the conditions for a Pesach.
Right.
So over there, there were doors. There were doors. So how is it maspik lechi v'koyrom? We should need losses. That's the most kashom. Liboid losses keheichol, and for the Gemara, the losses heichol it's nis ba'amuhu da'avidon. Zog the Gemara that Chazal understood that the doors of the heichol, their purpose was only it's nis ba'amuhu, but they were not servicing in giving back Hashem Pesach, and therefore. What made the Shem Pesach over there was not due to the losses themselves. That's why that doesn't go into the conditions of the Shem Pesach. Elamiat fetig morale tahani le tzuris ha-Pesach. Now they more ask the question like this. Well, this much, loy tahani le tzuris ha-Pesach, to ha-hechel tzuris ha-Pesach havi-loy. Now let's listen closely how the Gemara asks this question. Now let's understand what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "Hechshamavi is lechi yikayim." Right? That's clear that you don't need a tzuris haPesach to machshamavi. On the one hand. On the other hand, the Heichol had a Tzuris HaPesach. So, Fetik Gemara, the Gemara is asking as follows. Our Mishnah says that a Tzuris HaPesach helps even though it's wider than 10 Amos. That's what our Mishnah says. You don't need a Tzuris HaPesach if it's up to 10 Amos. The necessity of a Tzuris HaPesach is only if it's more than 10 Amos, and then Tzuris HaPesach will help us. Right? Now, the most kasha is that why does Tzuris HaPesach help? That's the most question. Why should anything help, or Tzuris HaPesach help, if it's Rochav Me'ezah Amis? El mi'at lo tahani le Tzuris HaPesach, Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help. The Heichel Tzuris HaPesach ha'avilo, because the Heichel had a Tzuris HaPesach, ha'avilochi Esa Amis, hu d'reviach. Nevertheless, it was 10 Amis. Halo v'tanan, why is our mission the same? Yesh Tzuris HaPesach, pish Rochav Me'ezah Amis, and it's Rochav Lamait. Why does our mission say that Tzuris HaPesach helps even if the opening is more than 10 Amos? Mm-hmm. Now notice, the Gemara doesn't ask a question similar to the previous question. The previous question the Gemara asked was that you should need losses. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question over here is not that you should need a Tzuris HaPesach. Right? The most question is that a Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help to make it more than 10 Amos. Tosfos talks about over here. You see, in the second to last Tosfos, Ela Me'ata, that Tosfos on the second line, V'loy Shayich Nami Lemifrach. The Gemara couldn't ask the question like the Gemara asked before, that you should need the you should require what you find by Heichel. Right? Mm-hmm. That's not the Gemara's answer. V'loy shayich nami lemifra. The Gemara couldn't ask this question to liboy tzuris haPesach. Why? The tzuris haPesach lehave ele mishum noy ba'almo. Because the Gemara understood that the Tzuris HaPesach on the Heichel was Mishum Noi Ba'amo, just to make it a nice opening. But the opening, the Shem Pesach that it had over there, wasn't dependent on the Tzuris HaPesach. That's why the Gemara didn't ask that a requirement for a Pesach should be Tzuris HaPesach. Mm-hmm. Right? That's more understood. Right? Similar to what we just said before, as far as glosses, that's not a condition in the Shem Pesach. So what does the Gemara ask? Aval hai poruch shapir. Deloy tehani le Tzuris HaPesach. But this, what the Gemara does ask, that the Gemara has the right to ask that question. That a Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help to be matter a wider dimension. The I have a kori pesach. This place explains the Gemara's kashan. The I have a kori pesach afshu gol biyoyse al deitzuris a pesach. Were it to be, this is what the Gemara means to ask. In fact, the Gemara, that if, like our Mishnah says, that the Gemara our Mishnah holds, that an opening which is larger than 10 amis will retain the Shem Pesach, if it has a tzuris a pesach, in fact, the Gemara, l'chari, you see, not like that from the Heichel itself. Because if that was so, then that we should have made the opening of the Heichel larger, same size as the Ulam. Interesting question the Mora is asking. I think the Mora is understanding that why is it that when the Heichel was built, why is it that it had a different size dimension than that of the Ulam? Zokta Gemara, the reason why is because were it to have been larger, then it wouldn't have had a Shem Pesach, and it's a requirement. I mean, a Pesach, short do I say Pesach? It has to be a Pesach in the Heichel. So the reason why the dimension of the Heichel wasn't larger is because it would have lost the Shem Pesach. I fact, the Gemara has it towards the Pesach, and our Mishnah says it's towards the Pesach, even if it's water. That's the Gemara means to ask. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's much more than the Gemara's kasha. Fretig Gemara, El Meyatom, Loi Tehanle Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach should not help. If your source is from Heichel, then on the contrary, Heichel would imply that Tzuris HaPesach is not going to help you to have a larger width of a Pesach. And that emphasis Gemara as follows. Midehu Taimo, El Rav. Now the Loshon Gemara, we see Tosis talks about over here, but this is what the Gemara is answering. Emphat Gemara, Midehu Taimo, El Rav. At the question over here, what needs explanation? This whole question is we're asking according to Rav, that Rav says that the source of the Chachomim Shita is learned from Heichel. And therefore the question is, so then Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help. Zokti Gemara, Midehu Taimo El Rav, Hamasni Leri Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav Kamei De Rav Eni Tzorch Lamait. Zokti Gemara that when the Mishnah was set over in front of Rav, that a Tzuris HaPesach, the way we have it, that a Tzuris HaPesach held, right? That Eni Tzuris HaPesach Eni Tzorch Lamait. Omalei Rav told him Esnai Tzorch Lamait. Rav told him, no, that's not the right use in the Mishnah. Tzorch Lamait. That even with the Tzuris HaPesach, it's taka not good. So on that thing we're saying, we're asking a question according to the way Rav understands that the source of the Bona Shita is the Pistol Shel Heichel. So Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help. Why does the Tzuris HaPesach help? Rav says, you know something? Rav holds that Taka doesn't help. Rav was gurus in the Mishnah that in Tzuris HaPesach is Tzorich Lamait. The Taka doesn't help. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now the question that we have to ask over here is that this question is a question on the Rabbanan sheet. I mean, isn't that the Braisa? The Braisa says that the source of the Rabbanan sheet is Pesach Heichel. That's what Rav Chisda says. Homas Nisa Tis L'Rav. That the Braisa says, Mavish Gvoi Mechaf Am Yoyesim Pesach Shel Heichel. You might. It seems to be that, and like Rav Chisda told us, who saw Rabbanan Pesach Shel Heichel Garmi and Pesach Shel Lulam? V'lohi Rabbi Huda. Right, but the question just seems to be Rabbi Huda Shita, but not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon seems to be the Braisa. The Braisa itself says that Rabbanon Shita is based on Pesach Shel. So this question that we're asking is not just directed to Rav. Right? The Gemara seems to say this is a question on Rav. Mm-hmm. So Rav Lashitasi is good because Rav and Nechnami holds that Isus Pes doesn't help. The question is not a question on Rav. It's a question from the Braisa. So that's what this Baram Tosfos over here talks about. Midehu Taim El Rav Va'afagav the Braisa Nami. Gomra mehechol frektoisvis was haste. The Braise itself learned it from the Heichel. It's not just Rav. Yikale meimar depliga amasisin. First of all, Zog Tosfos, that wouldn't be a kasha. It's only Rav that we have to deal with. Right? But because Rav is explaining the time of our Mishnah.
Right.
But without Rav, that Braisa in our Mishnah, you know, is that a contradiction? Fine, these are two sources of Tanoim. Maybe they argue. Right? In a Chanami, in other words, that Braisa which says that Bona learned from Pischai Shohechel in a Chanami, that a Tusa Pesach wouldn't help. Right? And our Mishnah holds that it does help. Right? That wouldn't be a Kasha. The Kasha that we're asking is the Rav explains our Mishnah that the Rabbanan Shita is based on Pischai Shohechel. So Anati Mora asks, well, if that's the explanation of our Mishnah, so why is our Mishnah like that? Anati Mora told us that Rav's Girsa in our Mishnah itself was different. Okay? That's the first way Tosfos explains why the Kasha really is limited to Rav. Without Rav, it wouldn't be difficult. Inami Tosfos says, Tosfos says, he's referring to something that the Gemara itself says later on, right? And that's why, as we mentioned this, right, that this that the Braisa says that the Rabbonon kepischa shel heichol, the truth of the matter is that in itself is not so clear that the source of the Rabbonon is pischa shel heichol. The Gemara later on says, we'll see, it's simna ba'alma, right? That the source really is comes from someplace else. It just gives us a simon to remember the size, Pischa shel Heichel. But we don't mean to say that that's where its source is from. And therefore, so if it doesn't actually source from over there, so then we don't have any questions from the dinner of Tzuras HaPesach, that the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Because that's not the source where it comes from. It's just a simon ba'alma. That's why the Gemara says that this whole kasha really is only a kasha on Rav. Now, according to that, so when Rav Chisda before said Masnisin at Tisil Rav, that what Rav Chisda is saying is that the most you could take out of this Mishnah is Rabbanan Shinoz, even if you were to say that it's not a Sinra Baum, and it's Taka source, but it's only the Chachamim, but Yehuda. That's not Mevuir over here. Rav understood that it follows, but the truth of the matter is, Zot Gemara, he learns from Pischa Shel Melachim. But after this Gemara over here, it could be that the Braisa in the first place is not a source, even the Rabbanan Shita, because it could be similar by Alma. Let's see a little bit further over here. Zot Gemara, El Meyata. El Meyata. Loi Tehen Le Amaltero. Fret Gemara Kasho. A maltero should not help. The hahechel maltero have you. I feel hachi esrim amo hu de gavoya. Zok the Gemara and a maltero. We'll see what a maltero refers to. To sheet this in the Gemara later on, exactly what a maltero is. But the point of a maltero is that it's some kind of design or some kind of dover of attraction, and the braisa that says later on, I think more brings that braisa, but there's a source that a maltera helps if your koira is more than chaf amo, if you have these designs on it, right, which cause attraction, it'll help even higher than 20 amos. That's the most kasha. Fet Gemara El Meyato Lo Tehen Le Maltera To Heichal Maltera Havi Le Afil Hachi Esrim Amo Hud Gavoya Disnan. Mars bringing a raya that the Heichal had in a Maltera. Disnan Chomesh Maltera Shal Melas Hoyu Al Gabov Zulu Malam Mizu. Different size beams which served as a Maltera. Right, or made out of this malus wood. There were different sizes. Zulamal Mizu. So the Gemara is assuming right now that the Amalteros were on top of the Heichel, that were on the Heichal, nevertheless, Esrim Amma Vesuloi, so it should follow that, therefore, a Malter shouldn't help. If the source, right, we're asking this question on Rav, Rav holds that the source of Rabban Shita is learned from the Heichal, so the same way the Gemara just asked the question that Tursa Pesach shouldn't help because the Heichal had a Tursa Pesach and it was still limited to these dimensions. So by the same token, for the Gemara, the same kind of kasha as far as Amalta is concerned. That Gemara says as follows. V'hai mai t'yuftu? What's the question? Dilma kisanya hi d'amalta ro is be'ulom tanya. And that Gemara says is that this that it says, Chamei shal t'amalta ro shal melas hoyu, that why... That wasn't above the Heichel, it was above the of the Ulam. Matthew Morris says, V'hai mai kusha dilma tavas Heichel tavas Ulam. So there seems to be a shock with over here whether the Heichel also had the Malta Royce just like the Ulam. And based on the assumption that we have the right to assume that it did have, the Gemara continues the question. Alomo Omar Rabbi Ilo, Omar Rav, Rechava Dalid Afal Pirusha in a Bria. There's a member b'shem Rav. Tim Yesh La Maltero Afilo Gavoya Yos Mesrim Amen Nitzorch Lamait. And the first part of the halacha we'll get to see later about how strong it has to be. But it says Tim Yesh La Maltero. If the courier has an Amaltero, Afilo Gavoya Yos Mesrim Amen Nitzorch Lamait. So that's the Gemara's kash over here. That if Rav holds that the Rabbanon Shita is learned from Pistcher shel Heichel, a Malter shouldn't help. So on that thing, Mora says, Omar Rav Yosef, a Malter masnisni, man tanilo, Omar Abaya, v'hachom breid rabba baravua, kotanilo. Right? And as the Mora is saying, is that, you know, what's the source of this Amalter? Where does it come from? Does it have a basis? Does it have a basis? Akoponim v'tevi a Malter masnisni v'tik shel Rav, Omalach Rav, dala no mihocha. On that, Rav will tell you, Masnaiso Milei Kashin Ahadodi, that Rav will tell you, and this is really like we saw before, that why are you asking this Kasha on me? What you have over here is you have a source that a Maltera doesn't help. Right? And you want to ask on me, according to me, that I'm telling you that you learned from Pesach Shel Heichel. Well, we have the previous Braisa, which Rav says, Rav is doing right now, is trying to get the responsibility off his shoulders. This is a braisa. So El Mai, so don't ask kasha on me, right? You have a kasha on me, you have a steer in the two braises. But what he means to say is, El Mai sloch lemeimar tanoihi. So the way you're going to answer to that between the two braises is you're going to agree that it's a machlekes tanoim. So if you want to ask the kasha on me also, so by the same token, I'll tell you that there's a machlekes in braisis over here, what the basis of the Rabbanan is, that this braisa, which says that a maltera helps, taka holds that the source of Rabbanan is not from Pesach Shel Heichel, and that braisa holds that it is in Pesach Shel Heichel. So on that, therefore, Rav says is that this that I'm saying that Bonan Sheet is based on Pisul Shech, I'm a whole like this Bryce. Now, this is what Rav held, right? Because Rav held that this Bryce, which mentioned Pisul Shech, was this is the source. This is what the Bryce means. Rav Nachman Bayitzchak now says something that Tosis has mentioned before. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Beloy Rav, Masnais Adoid Le Kashyan. So at the moment, without Rav, if we didn't have to deal with Rav over here, then we could have gotten around the two braises themselves. Means saying us, if you don't have to deal with as a fact that Rabbonon's source is Pisul Shel Heichel, so we wouldn't have been bothered by the contradiction, the fact that one braise mentioned Pisul Shel Heichel in Rabbonon, and the other braisa says that a maltera helps, that wouldn't have bothered us. Why? Because we would have said Rabbanan Kaira, Bolei Rab Masih Sanai Dali Le Kashin. Rabbanan Kaira, Taima, Aleph over here. My Lav Mishum Hekera.
My Lav Mishum Hekera.
Yeah, my Lav Mishum Hekera. Right? The reason why we're having Kaira, we're taking that trying to make a Pesach. It's not a Mechitza issue that we're trying to make a Pesach over here. It's Mishum Hekera. We're having some kind of hacker over here, which is letting us know that the heter over here, this is really it's not a Rishus Ram. The Raisa, we have the hacker, people come to differentiate between carrying here and the Rishus Ram. So it has nothing to do with Pesach. This is what Tais referred to. That without Rav, who understood that this Braisa, when it mentions Heichel, understood that, that's acting as the source, we could have understood otherwise. That's just a simna ba'am, just remember the size, but the basis of the Chof Amma is Mitam Heker. It's Mitam Heker. And being that it has, it's being used as a hacker, so that's why it has the limit of Chof Amma, that people will notice it. Higher than Chof Amma, people won't notice it. But it's b'chal not based on Pesach. And therefore, now Maltra, since a Maltra is something which catches a person's attraction, so therefore, even if it's higher than Chof Amma, it helps, because the hacker exists. Right? That's the most common to say. Pesach, it's not going to help. Maltra is not going to help a Pesach, but that's not what our issue. We're not looking to make a Pesach, we're looking for a hacker. And a hacker, a general hacker, is within a person's glance of Chof Amma, but if it's something which catches a person's attraction, it's even higher than Chof Amma will service as a hacker. Let's see one more piece over here. Zok Makiv, Nachma Yitzchak Hanicha Iloy Svir Le Ha De Rabba. In Meseches Sukkah, the Shir, there's a similar Machalikas of Behudan Abonon, Sukkah Shikvel Mamas, Amak, the Acting Lord brings, by the way, over here, Machalikas of Behudan Abonon, whether it's kosher or not. So Machalikas Amiroyim, what the basis of the din by sukkah is. Rabba Sheet over there is Maider Seichem, right? It's an inyan von hacker noticing. I call it noticing the schach. The other reasons in the Gemara, different cheshbonos. Now the Gemara asks the question as follows. Rav Nachman Amitzchak now is learning, he's arguing Rav, and he's saying that the basis of the Rabbanan Sheet in our Mishnah is based on hacker. That's the shir of Chof Amma. So effectively, more of the following question. That's good if he didn't hold a rabba. If he understood that the Chof Amma of Sukkah is based on something other than hacker, then we understand why we have two Mishnais, which seemingly seem to be the same machlekes, but in truth, they're not. Sukkah is Mishum some other reason, and Mova is because of hacker. Okay, so they have to argue in both places to let us know, because the reasons are not dependent one on another. Elis really hold the rabbi, but we're not meisa to hold like rabbi. The Omer rabbi, the maksev leman yeder seichin kevazuk is a shavi. Rabbi says the reason for the Chof Amma in the Mishnah Sukkah is because the pasuk says concerning sitting in the sukkah, leman yeder there is seichin, your future generation should know. Rabbi says, "Ad esim am od midei shudar besukkah." When a person's in the sukkah, if the schach is within 20 amos, a person notices. He takes note that the schach there catches his view. L'mal mesim am einu midei. A person doesn't know why. Mishum lo yishal tebein. It's not within his view. Al magabe sukkah nami bekeir peligi. According to Rabbi, the machlokes by Meseches Sukkah, b'negeit Sukkah, is a hacker issue. At what point the hacker pligi? If lugi betati lomali, why is it necessary to argue both? What the Gemara means to say as follows: the Bishlam, according to Rav, that Rav learns that the two machlokes are unrelated. The machlokes by Movi is a Pesach topic. Machlokes as far as Pesach is concerned. So that's why we have two machlekes, and even though they happen to be the same number, but they're unrelated. So Rav could agree with Rabba that by Sukkah, the reasoning has to do with Heker v'sholto be'ena. Fine, that's the machlekes over there. Machlekes by Mavis, machlekes on the size of a Pesach. They have to argue in both places because it's two totally unrelated topics. Of course, I wouldn't know one without the other. But according to Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, who learns that the machlekes the Rabbanan Shita by Movi is based on Heker, so Zot Gimor Lechore, he won't be able to hold like Rabba by Sukkah, because were he to hold like Rabba by Sukkah, so then having the same machlekes two times, why is that necessary? Two different applications of the same machlekes, why is it necessary for Rabbi Yehuda Rabban to argue by Movi and by Sukkah if it's the same principle? Matthew Morris says, not Tzricha, that Rab Nachman, who explains Mova is based on Heker, he also could agree with Rabba that Sukkah is also based on Heker. Nevertheless, it's necessary for them to argue by both. Tzricha Yashmin and Gabi Sukkim. If they only argue by Sukkah, Bohoko Omer Rabbi Yehuda, I would think that over there Rabbi Yehuda says, Kim the Shiva Vida Shalta Be'ena, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that since a sukkah is made for yeshiva, a person stays there. So, a person's he's staying there. He's sitting there. He's in the sukkah. So it'll catch his eye even higher. It'll make an impression on him even higher than chafama. Avam mavid lehilach avid ema meidul rabbanon. That I would think that there's a difference even in heka depending on what it is. Mavid person's walking right past the kairah, so it wouldn't catch his eye. Higher. Maybe I would think that Yehuda only says that we could rely on a heker more than a chafama by a sukkah, which is made the yeshiva. Person's there, be yeshiva. V'yashmin and baha, and the Gemara says. And if we only had the machlekes by Mavi, b'hakam rabbonim, aval b'hachem moed l'Rabbi Yehuda. But I would think that maybe by sukkah, they moed to Yehuda. Tzricha. So that's why it's necessary to have machlekes in both cases, that even though that there might be different sforos why there's more or less of an ability to have the heker by sukkah as opposed to mavi, nevertheless, that Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that lamalame chaf amo, in all situations we could rely on that heker, and the Rabbanan on the other hand hold that in all situations, even where there might be more of a reason to have a heker, nevertheless, lamalame chaf never helps. So the way that we're leaving the sugya at this point over here is as follows. That we have a machlekes, a general machlekes over here. What the basis of the machlekes in Yehuda and Rabbanan in the first Mishnah, Maseches Erevin, how high the Kohar could be. The Mishnah says, Rabbanan hold that it can't be higher than Chaf. Yehuda says, higher than Chaf, it could be. Rav holds that the machlekes is based on Pesach. It's all a Pesach issue. That we have to find the Torah considers these dimensions Hashem Pesach, and the Heichel, its height was Chaf, and that's why Rabbanan are limited to Chaf. From Yehuda, according to Rav, learned from Pischa Shel Ulam, and that's why you have higher. And in the Chaim, according to that, really, you only have till Mem, till Abom Am. Not higher than that. And according to that, it follows that Rabbi Yehuda will argue on the width, according to this, because the Pischa Shulam was Chaf Amma wide. So he'll argue according to Rav, right? And that's what the Gemara says, according to the way Rav learns. And on the other hand, it'll come out that in Rabbanan Shita, Tzuras HaPesach won't help. If Rabbanan are based on a limit from Heichel. Now in the Gemara we have that Rav Chisda agreed with Rav as far as what the source of the Rabbanan is. He just argued on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, whether that's based on Ulam or Pischa Shel Melachim, and what he's gaining with that is that if it's Pischa Shel Melachim, it could even be higher, like this Brayso says, right, 50 Amos high. Should be higher than Pistri shall ulum. Now the Gemara seems to make also a clear, where as far as a malter will help, a malter, the Gemara says that it shouldn't help if your basis is if you're dealing with it with Hashem Pesach, then a malter is not gonna help for that size. That's how the Gemara seems to make the cheshbonis over here in Ochanami, and the way Rav comes out that there could be machlokes about this. It says that if there's a source that a malter helps in Nochanami, that braisa holds that the basis of the Rabbanon is takanat from Pesach Shel Heichel. So that at this point, Rav himself is moedah that there could be a source taka in the Tanoim which argues on the understanding of the Rabbanon Shita. What Rav says is that I have my braisa which says Rabbanon Kepesach Shel Heichel, and he understands that this braisa holds that everyone's based on the Pesach of Heichel of Uman of Ulam. That's what Rav understands. And Kinnir Rav Chizda also agrees with that in Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. And then we have this last sheet of Nachman Yitzchok that he wants to matcha the whole thing, that Lo'olam, the source of anyone, doesn't come, right? It's Bechlal not based on Shem Pesach. That's not what we're looking for. The point of the Kodesh is, like Rashi really seemed to have said in the Mishnah, it's Mishum Heker. That's the point over here. We're not trying to make a Shem Pesach, so therefore you're not limited to these limitations that the Pesach shall Heichel might have limited us. It's all a question of Heker. That's what the Shaila of the height over here is. And it's really the same Machlekes, like the Mora comes out, according to Rabba, in Meseches Sukkot, but nevertheless, there's a shrichus to have machlokes in both of these cases.